Hey, what up, yo? It's Rob Chili. It is 2:55 in the morning. It's been a while since I have done one of these episodes. I think one of the biggest problems I've had is thinking of what content to put on. I had a good conversation with my buddy who's basically like pushing me to do this more because he actually wants to hear what I have to say, and that's super dope, super supportive. So, you know, I'm just kind of rolling over, you know, what kind of things I want to put out, where, you know, what should I do, what direction I go in with this. And I thought, I just want to ask sporadic questions and, you know, try to see what, you know, whatever comes to mind. But sometimes, like, that spontaneity is just too, you know, it's too much for people to kind of hold on to. And, you know, they, you know, sometimes consistency is better than just kind of rapid fire thought. But recently I've been watching this thing on YouTube called Hot Ones, where this guy just asks questions to celebrities, or, you know, cooks, or not, sorry, chefs, celebrities, singers, Hot Ones on YouTube. It's super dope, super fun. That's where I kind of picked up more, like, what kind of direction I want to go in. And yeah, it's enjoyable. I would definitely recommend watching it. And it's great because, you know, the guy doing the interviews, I think it's Sean Evans is his name. He actually does his research and he does good quality interviews. He only asks like 10 questions. It's like a question per wing. And, you know, he knows how to approach the interviewee, I guess. And, you know, he doesn't ask stupid questions. He doesn't really like dive into he talked with Henry Rollins, and he, other than some punk questions, like, he never really brought up, you know, oh, what was life being the front man for Black Flag, or, you know, he talked to Redman, and, you know, he didn't focus on, like, oh, you know, Wu-Tang or this, or, you know, blah, blah. He's like, you know, what are you doing? And, you know, what is it like? You know, a life in a day kind of thing. Bringing up just, you know, solid topics, solid, you know, information to try to get out of these guys. And it was super cool because, you know, it's like, oh, you know, these people are still human. You know, they might, you know, some might live the lack of luxury and all that jazz, but it's something I feel would be super fun to do. So, like, I think I want to pinpoint more of a direction to go instead of just being super, you know, oh, I want to do, you know, questions that kind of make you think, or, oh, I want to talk about music, or I want to talk about movies, which is all fun. You know, that's something I'd still want to do, but, you know, I think, you know, it kind of gives you a topic, you know, like, oh, I want to hear talk about comic books. You know, you can go to, you know, Comic Book Men podcast, or I want to hear about, you know, MMA. You can listen to Joe Rogan, where he does a lot of, not just MMA, but, you know, he always, he too has great guests and great questions. But there's just, there's so many directions, and the buddy that really wanted, you know, he got Anchor app, or he got the Anchor app so he could do podcasts too. And he asked me, like, or he was like, I don't know what I should do, if I should, you know, I like to do movies, or I could do biblical things, because he's a pastor. And then he was like, oh, maybe I can do movies, and it'll be me and my wife talking about it. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, that sounds like so much fun, like, because everyone likes to hear a solid discussion on two different perspectives. And, you know, that's conversation in its core. And so he got one in. He's basically the guy I'm really kind of doing this for. Like, if I got one listener, then that's super dope, you know? I know my brother will probably listen to this. Someday, hopefully, I'll have him on here. So, yeah, like, that's kind of where I'm at right now, you know? And that kind of keeps pushing me on, you know, direction, you know, not just this, and but like a direction in life. And something that's been super on my mind is just like, what's my life purpose, you know? And, you know, there is a student that came up to me, because he was trying to he was trying to figure out a test, and one of the questions was about life purpose. And one of the answers was, or the question was, how do you find your life's purpose? One of the answers was, what makes you forget to eat? And then I remember this motivational speaker dude I heard a long time ago talk about Beyonce was in the booth for 3 days, not 3 days straight, but like, she was in the booth grinding, and she got weak because she hadn't eaten for a couple days. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what do I do that makes me forget to eat? Me being a bigger dude, like, I don't usually skip meals, you know? That's what, you know, I like to say, oh, you know, working hard, you know, because I love to, you know, I'm not like I love, but I'm really good at manual labor. And, you know, I can dig a trench for hours, and but it's like, you know, I like my lunch break. I like getting off work so I can go home and eat dinner. So, like, that's one thing that's been on my mind is, I don't know. Oh, first of all, like, I don't know what my life purpose is right now. You know, I'm trying to think of a passion I might have. But it's, you know, I can't really think of anything that really stops me from, I guess, going back, you know, stops me from eating. You know, it's not reading a book, it's not listening to music, it's not playing my bass, it's not chilling with friends, it's not learning, it's not, you know, the list goes on and on. But I remember there was a time where, you know, I wanted to help people. Of course, you know, everyone wants to help people, unless you're an awful human being. But, you know, I wanted to help people, and the only way I could think of helping people was, you know, let me build you something, let me create something to make your life easier, you know, let me physically show you. And that, I think that came probably like 2012. I went to New Jersey for hurricane relief, and, you know, I really saw, like, like all these people were like, you know, hey, well, a lot of these people weren't asking for help, but they needed it, and no one was helping them except for the team I was with. And, you know, you need this, you know, some person needed a floor built, so we helped build a floor for them. Some people needed drywall cut out because of the water damage, because insurance wasn't going to pay for it. We did it for free. Like, it was amazing to see people's gratefulness in the things we did for them. And it was super awesome. And I had a great time doing it. And that's why I kind of went the route of, you know, doing physical labor, because I feel like, to me, that's the easiest way to show someone that you're doing something for them, is they can physically see something being done. But like, going back to the life purpose and finding a passion, like, I haven't been able to do that lately. And it's just like, I'm getting by, and it's frustrating because I see a lot of people, you know, oh, this is like a lot of people have it like figured out. I know, of course, I know like a lot of people don't have it figured out. Some people have it worse than I do. Some people, but you know, this spectrum is, some people know what they want and get what they get what they are put here for. And then other people like me are just wandering, trying to figure it out. But it's, you know, that's just something that has been weighing on me. And, you know, that kind of leads me to, I guess, not my next topic, but like, I kind of had this discussion kind of written down in 6 different segments, because this app Anchor used to do only 5-minute segments, but I guess they updated it and I could do longer, so that's pretty dope. But I felt like, you know, finding my purpose, finding my passion would bring happiness to me, because, you know, I'm not really feeling life right now. Like, I feel like I'm going through like a dry spell, and, you know, just kind of like no luck right now. I'm just getting by paycheck to paycheck, doing the adult things, paying bills, going to work, buying groceries, cooking for myself, and, you know, just kind of, my big thing is trying to entertain myself. Sorry. And, so with entertaining myself, I've been finding new shows, watching new content on TV. I'm having stuff downloaded for me and just watching shows. And, one of the newest shows I've been watching or getting into is It's Supper Time, hosted by Maddie Matheson. I feel like we would be great friends if we knew each other. He was also on the Hot Ones YouTube channel. Funny interview, funny dude. He's into hardcore, big dude, loves to cook. Like, that's his thing, he loves to cook. And that's what brought me kind of like, you know, what do I love to do? Like, what do I love to do that's meaningful? I think that's the big question people should ask themselves. You know, because I'm asking myself, I'm trying to figure it out. But it's hard, because I don't know, like, I can't be like a professional lounger. Like, that doesn't do anything. And, you know, I can't get paid to hang out with friends. But like, this dude, Maddie Matheson, like, he just, you know, he knows his stuff, and he, you know, he wants to share it, and that's how he's, that's what his, that's what it's supper time is. I'm gonna cook a meal, you're gonna enjoy it, it's delicious. And he's not like a fake, like, cook, like, he's, you know, he knows his stuff. It's not, he's not a fake TV show host, you know. He cooks, he has fun. He stabbed his hand with a oyster shucker, like, it wasn't blotted out, you know. He curses like a sailor. He has fun. That's what I'm just trying to figure out. Like, who is it? Charles Bukowski, Chuck Bukowski. I think his biggest quote is, you know, find what you love and let it kill you. And I can't find it. I don't know what it is. And it's frustrating from a day-to-day basis because it feels like I have no direction. But, I mean, this is fun. You know, I enjoy doing these, you know, this, you know, speaking. And it feels like, you know, I'm sending it out to the cosmos. And, you know, those who hear it will enjoy it. And those who don't will live on, you know. No, you know, it's no salt off their back or whatever the saying is. Sweat off their back. There it is. Yeah, it's like, what's, you know, maybe, you know, always ask yourself what your passion is, like, you know, and only you can answer it, you know. You know who, like, the another guest on the Hot Ones, and also who I got the idea of downloading Anchor, was by Gary Vaynerchuk, or, you know, people call him Gary V, and he's always talking about, you know, the phone is like, it's the new TV. You know, TV shows, he said, are going to be obsolete. You know, you care, everyone has a phone. Everyone has internet. And it's all accessible through your phone. And, like, I don't know, like, I don't know what he does. I know he's an opportunity. He owns things. You know, but he's made his money. He's still making money. And this isn't about me making money. This is about me trying to figure out what to do in life. And he's always telling people to move forward, not to look back. And he's like one of the rudest inspirational speakers. But that's what, I guess, what the allure of him is, which makes absolute sense. Because he's great to listen to. He, you know, he's got a thing to say, and that's what he said about this app was, you know, it gives you an instant voice to some of the biggest platforms in social media. And, you know, that drives me, you know, because everyone wants to impact somehow. Everyone wants to leave their legacy. And, you know, who knows what I'm going to leave behind, but it also doesn't even matter to me. It's just time to have fun, you know. But I also have responsibilities. So that's also a dilemma. But yeah, so back to my buddy doing his own podcast, finding out what content. It brings me back to him saying he wants to review movies. And I guess what I'll do now is update you that I finally watched Black Panther. Well, I saw it the day after it came out. And, you know, I really enjoyed it, and I really thought it was probably one of the best Marvel movies. I didn't think it was going to be as funny as it was, but, so that was enjoyable. Decent storyline, super fun. But I feel like movie reviews would be so much better with someone else, because they could always bring up, oh, I like how, you know, they did this, and oh, I like how they did that, and like multiple perspectives on a movie, I feel it would be so much fun. So I'd probably have to get some other people to get on some like reviews with me. Hopefully someday I'll get my brother on here and we can just chat it up and figure out, you know, what we like, what we dislike. I guess it didn't really have to do with the movie. It was, like the soundtrack, like Kendrick Lamar put out, or Top Dog Entertainment put out an album. But I guess it was, you know, showcasing mainly Kendrick Lamar, but they put out a soundtrack inspired by and for Black Panther. And that album itself was super fun to listen to. Had like some actual bangers on it, and then it had some like electronic, like some like heavy, like, yeah, electronic rhythms to it, and then there was some R&B, then some more rap. But I felt like it was like all around enjoyable. But like the thing that confused me was, so I'm watching Black Panther, I'm like, oh, okay, like I'm waiting for some songs to start listening to, you know, I'm waiting for these beats to drop during the movie, and it never really happened. So that was probably the only letdown. Other than that, it was a great movie. But what really pissed me off, you know, I think I'm the only dude that likes to hang out with my coworkers, you know, because I live where I work, so, and you know, of course, other people do, and like I'm the only dude that kind of hangs out. So I'm always hanging out with, you know, 3 to 6 other girls, and so you know, the movie ends. You know, it's a Marvel movie, so what happens at the end of Marvel movies? It could be a sneak peek, it could just be like a little teaser thing. But we left. Like, we didn't stay for the credits. I was like, wait, there's something to watch. And they were just like, okay, we're leaving now. And I'm like, so I don't know what happens at the end of the credits. I don't know if I'm not too happy about that. But, you know, it's just the end credits. I can see it on YouTube. I just haven't looked it up. But yeah, I mean, like I said, Kendrick Lamar killed it on 2 of the songs. Well, he was mainly sampled in X. Schoolboy Q and 2 Chainz is in it. Schoolboy Q killed it, as usual. And then he has a song called Big Shot. And it's just so fun to listen to. Oh my gosh. It has like some like Zelda flute, and then it goes into some club banger with the Zelda flute, and it doesn't sound like it would work, but it's magical and it's good. Yeah, and but yeah, there's some of the R&B songs on there. I'm guessing it's pronounced Zachary. Z-A-C-A-R-I. That's how you spell his name. He's on a couple songs in there. And he's, you know, great vocals. He was on Kendrick Lamar's Damn. On one of my favorite songs off that album. Called Love. It's just, so I'm glad he's getting more recognition. Because I feel like R&B is also a dying genre of music. But yeah, it was, Black Panther was pretty good. And, you know, and all the, you know, I had some black friends, like, super excited about it. And I love seeing that. I love seeing cultural excitement, I guess. You know, I'm still waiting for Captain Mexico to come out. Who knows when that is? There's a Captain Canada, a Captain Great, a Captain Britain, stronger than Captain America. So who knows about Captain Mexico? One day, you know, we all got dreams. You know, Vicente Fernandez is going to be on the soundtrack for that one for sure. But yeah, like, so that's basically all I got now. You know, maybe I should probably outline this better. I did it pretty quick, but it is about as long as I wanted, 25 minutes, probably a little more. You know, if you guys want to check out my social media, this is the only thing I'm Rob Chili on. You want to check out my Instagram, that's I'm the only Theo Oso, space, no spaces, all underscores. And that's Instagram. Then Twitter is, oh no, Twitter is Rob Chili as well, I'm pretty sure. We'll figure it out. Any insight on what I should do, I will definitely listen to any kind of criticisms, or requests, or things I should check out, things I shouldn't do. If this is more of a rant than a podcast, what I need to do differently, maybe I should just look for more information myself. But yeah, this is, let me know what you think. If there's anything worth discussing, I will like to put my two cents in. I feel like this is my soapbox. So yeah, it was, now it's 3:22 in the morning of February 23rd. All right, well, have a good night. Rob Chili out.